Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the show. We'll get back to the Astros here. Sean and I are of the opinion that Joe Espada is going to be a manager who likes to do stuff. And he's going to be active. Some managers, you can't point to and say their decisions are directly affect the game because how much are they really doing? They're filling out a lineup card and they let their guys go play. I don't know if he's going to reach coin boy status. It's only game one. That was what we fell into with Dusty because we always felt like his decisions were based on his gut and spur of the moment. Espada, in his explanation of why he pinch hit for Drake Myers, felt very thought out. He referenced the numbers, and I'll let you hear for yourself.
We talked about that matchup before the series start, you know, as a staff, and, you know, just good sinkers by Loizaga, and that's a really good matchup for Singleton. So I thought it was a good time to send a good lefty against a really tough righty against righty, trying to give us the lead there.
So they thought about it before the series started. If it came up, John Singleton would be a guy who would get an opportunity. It just didn't play out. It just didn't work out. He brought in Seth Martinez. Didn't work out. Montero is Montero. So who expects that to work out? And if Abreu was available and not in the midst of the first of a 2-game suspension, maybe you see the bullpen play out a different way. But you could probably say none of the quote unquote big decisions worked out in his favor. I don't know if Hader was an actual decision to bring him in. He was great. Taylor Scott was great as far as holding the Yankees down. But the big ones that people are going to point to didn't work out. And another one, which wasn't his, that was a Pettis decision. The Sindhu bond didn't work out either. I don't take issue with the bond decision. You are trying to tie the game, and it took a really good throw. Now, Soto's a really good player, but it took a good throw online to cut down Dubon, and even then it was close. After review, like Sean, on that play, if they had ruled him safe, there's nothing there that would have turned that over to out, right? At least in my opinion, because watching the highlight, I didn't even see a real clear indication, at least from the broadcast I was watching, that he was tagged or because I don't know that he was, but since he was ruled out, there was nothing to say that he wasn't out.
Yeah, I couldn't get a good look at where the glove actually hit Dubon and when it actually hit Dubon. So yeah, I tend to agree that for whatever reason they just didn't have that angle.
Yeah, they didn't have the angle, which is weird. Maybe if they had a national broadcast,
yeah.
maybe they would have had it.
Yeah, but so I agree that I didn't really see a good angle. If it was a call stands situation, probably no matter what, you probably send Dubon there, not thinking that you're not going to get that throw from Juan Soto because that was a great throw
Soto. Yeah,
and so you got to think that more often than not that it's going to be a little offline. It's not going to have the heat that was on it, but you know, hats off to him. It was a bang bang play, but yeah, didn't go the Astros way.
Yeah, just didn't go the way. That was the least of the. If we're questioning things that happened yesterday, that was the least of them. It was something where anything else but that throw, you're probably talking about a tie ball game. and then maybe they go on and win it maybe they go on and win it later in that inning, or maybe it goes to extra innings and they win. But they do lose. They are 0-1 and 0-1 at home, which seems like a consistent theme. They lose home games, and hopefully that turns around today. They have Christian Javier going, who, beyond Framber Valdez, is the next guy with questions surrounding him as far as that rotation. The rotation has an injury concern at the top with Justin Verlander, but throughout the rotation right now, there are questions. I'm not sure, other than maybe who, I don't think there's anyone that you could be totally comfortable with outside of Verlander, and it's for different reasons. Can a guy like JP France be as good as he was throughout last year? If not for him, does that Astro team make the playoffs? Can he duplicate what he did in year one as a locked-in, full-time rotation piece? Will Ronel Blanco and his, well, until he's no longer in the rotation because guys come back healthy, how good can he be? So the current rotation has questions, and it'll be Christian Javier's opportunity to answer some of those questions tonight against the Yankees. And it's on Apple TV, everyone. So if you were wondering where your Astros are going to be, and that's how you watch them. Some of you don't have Apple TV. I'm one of the people who watches everything through streaming services, so I happen to have it. There are ways to watch it if you don't have it, but those ways, I don't know if they're considered legal. Actually, I know they're not considered legal. I mean, you're not going to jail for it, but they're not the recommended way from people who hold rights. The rights holders wouldn't want you to do it the way I would do it if I didn't have Apple TV.
You don't have the express written consent.
No, of Major League Baseball. I do not.
You do not have.
Not at all. But I do in this case. I have Apple TV. But for you guys who don't have the express written consent, but there are ways. There are ways to watch if you so choose. If you need to watch your Astros, you'll find a way. As I have found ways in the past. So get it done or sign up for Apple TV. Either way, you can watch Manhunt, the story about John Wilkes Booth assassinating Abraham Lincoln. In fact, Sean, I watched like the first episode a couple days ago. I didn't know about the plot to kill everyone involved. Like, there was a plot to kill the Secretary of State. That dude got stabbed a lot. The Secretary of State at that time, I don't remember his name, he got stabbed plenty. His entire household took a knife, it felt like.
Wow.
So, except for the daughter, apparently there is a standard. You don't stab women, at least in that assassination attempt. So
I like that. You got to have a code.
You draw a line.
When you're assassinating people.
Yeah, when you're out there killing political figures, you can't kill their daughter. Manhunt on Apple TV.
Isn't there a Godzilla show also on?
Yes, Legacy. What's it? Monarch, which is the name of the corporation. Monarch Legacy of Monsters. So yes, you have opportunities on Apple TV to watch the MLS, the Astros tonight. I wouldn't sign up specifically for that. I would
maybe
say
a free trial.
I don't even know if they do, but if they do have one, take advantage of it. Your Astros are on against the hated New York Yankees as they try to get to 1-1 of the year. Christian Javier is out there, and we'll see. It's always a little bit of you see with Christian Javier, and they see Carlos Rodon tonight. So it's the start of the year. Not too much to complain about, other than maybe we don't have to see John Singleton in big moments. You want to play him because a guy's beat up a little bit? Fine. But when you're trying to push across a run and all you need is contact, really, maybe Singleton's not the right guy for the job. I'm not sure he's just the right guy overall. Like, why is he on the roster? Can you give me an explanation why John Singleton's on the roster? Because if it's simply he might be able to hit a 3-run home run, I don't think that's enough.
That's not enough.
No, that can't be the explanation. He might possibly hit a 3-run home run at some point.
I mean, I don't really have a good explanation.
Someone tweeted us, the Astros are ringing out the $10 million they gave them. They're trying to find any way to get their money's worth. Well, that's not the reason, and they're not going to get their money's worth. I think that's lost money.
It's like when someone, like, break something from a store and they had to work for the store to get it back?
Or you lost.
Is he working for free to get back the $10 million?
No, they're still paying him. But yeah, you lost your wallet, so now you have to wash the dishes at the restaurant because you can't pay them after a big meal. I can't explain it. He's out there and you know it's not going to go well. It was a nice story for that Friday or whatever day it was where he hit a couple home runs. They're like, wow, look at Singleton. That's great to have him out there. But that's the extent of it. That was the peak that first day back in Houston when he went yard a couple times.
Hey, he hit 194 last year for the Houston Astros. So
what is that supposed to help?
Well, you know, it was more than just those two hits. You know?
Yes, you're right, Sean. He had more than two hits last year.
There is 12 hits total, actually. Whoa.
How many at-bats? Since we're doing math now, 194. How many at-bats?
62.
Oh, well, great. So he had an opportunity 62 times, official at-bats.
But he was a pinch hitter a lot, so he wasn't in, you know, he wasn't in rhythm.
That's true. But as a pinch, if you got to be better than 194 to come back the next season.
You really got to be better.
Yeah, you can't put up 194 and then come back the next year. But he's back.
That actually, 194 last year was his career high in batting average in the MLB.
I should be surprised, but I'm not. We know the history of John Singleton. That's why it was such a good story for the first couple of days when he was hitting here in Houston and had a big night that first night, but. Yeah, we know the deal. I don't know how long that'll be. Maybe Espada has a thing for Singleton and he likes him. He's going to continue to give him opportunities because we know it's a marathon, not a sprint. Throw in all the cliches you want. But maybe Dubon should have been batting in that instance. You know, the guy who later got on base and eventually was thrown out. Maybe you give him that at bat earlier just to see how it would have worked out. But we're questioning the manager in game one, which is not normally going to be a thing here. It just happens to be game one. So what else is there to discuss? We are late for a break. We'll come back on the other side. I want to get to some NFL things. There's not big news, but I did want to get to something when we come back. So we'll talk about that and a little bit more before we wrap up the week here on the show. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. I mentioned before we went to the break, I wanted to get into some NFL stuff. And this is mostly because this particular person is a friend to the station. For now, because if she doesn't get Gilbert or his picture, I don't know how long she'll be a friend, at least to Gilbert. Gilbert's demanding. He does have the name Big Relentless for a reason. Maybe the Astros stole their hashtag from him.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Relentless. and for the first couple innings, their offense was, and then all of a sudden the Yankees were able to relent, or were the Astros, they relent. The Astros relented quite a bit in the back half of that game as they go down 5-4. But Colleen Wolf on a podcast, and podcasts will always get you in trouble because you just get to talk. There is no producer like on TV who shuts you down because the segment has to be short. She went on a podcast and said, and the podcast was an official NFL podcast around the NFL, a very reliable source told her that there was a very heated conversation between Woody Johnson and Jets coach Robert Saleh. And because we are in a realm where there's so many aggregate sites, that blew up on Twitter. Everyone was quote tweeting her words and then going and doing the eyeball emoji or something about the Jets are a train wreck and all the things you see if you are on Twitter. Woody Johnson, who has a very prominent following on X because he's always tweeting out Jets news, the owner, he'll tweet out their uniforms for the week or a player signing. He's the guy who if you want Jets news, just go to the owner's Twitter account. You don't have to wait for a newsbreaker. He's a guy who is fine letting you know what's going on. He pushed back on the report. In fact, he took to X and said it was irresponsible. Now, Colleen Wolf has apologized, and the apology didn't say she was wrong. She just said that she got it from a very reliable source, and then others who were there categorized the exchange as different. So there are conflicting sources saying different things, and she didn't want to cause the Jets a distraction. Do you think Quentin Johnson cares about this? Do you think Sauce Gardner cares? Like, when the Jets line up for OTAs, mini camps coming up here after the draft, oh, I can't believe the Robert Saleh Woody Johnson report. What are we going to do?
Like, it's parents watching their kids, or like it's kids watching their parents fight. Yeah. Now they're going to, you know, act out at school. Is that what they're worried
about? Coach Saleh, when is Woody coming home?
Are they worried about what Sauce Gardner? Well, they should be kind of worried what Sauce Gardner's saying. That's another story.
Yeah, he says quite a bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Bad week to bring that up.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner said some things he had to pull back on, and then do the whole, well, I wasn't aware, and then people in my life made me aware, and I would never want to spread hate.
Anytime you have to say people in my life made me aware, that's...
You know you've screwed up.
You stepped in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Garrett Wilson's not going to act out because, you know, maybe Woody Johnson and Robert Saleh had words at the owner's convention.
What are the Jets focused on in late March? What distractions are you causing the Jets? And by the way, as I said, she didn't pull back on it. She just said, hey, I didn't want to cause them undue...
Yeah.
This is
sorry if my report offended you.
Yeah, exactly. What she exactly. This is and she goes, it wasn't my intention to break news. I'd leave that to the newsbreakers. This is that was my other point about this. This is someone who generally doesn't get pushback on things because she's on television talking about generic sterile topics that don't get you in trouble.
Or it's the reaction to things that already have been reported.
That's true. She's not, as she said, a newsbreaker. But now she got out in front of something, and the pushback was, I mean, whatever. Woody Johnson says it didn't happen. It's irresponsible. Big deal. It'll move. Everyone moves on from it pretty quickly.
Doesn't Woody Johnson bringing this up make it a bigger deal?
The fact that he
has to push back against this, like, it's so Jets of, like, well,
yes.
Well, we have to make sure we look like a united front when we go 6-11.
Yeah, here's
again.
The thing.
Like,
nope.
Like, what are we talking?
You talk about distractions. What about their quarterback? If we're talking about distractions, is Colleen Wolf going to remove Aaron Rodgers from the roster as far as biggest distractions of the Jets? No one really cares about it. He made it a thing, as you brought up, Sean. And, of course, our apology is whatever. It's, hey, I didn't want – I'm sorry, guys. Big deal. The Jets will be fine. No one on that roster cares. In fact, they're all on vacation. Probably didn't even see the report. And that leads me to this. I mentioned this yesterday. De'Aaron Fox is a star guard for the Sacramento Kings. And it just speaks to the lack of real impact media questions or media reports have on the players involved in it. Some players have rabbit ears and they'll hear everything. But honestly, as De'Aaron Fox will point out, it doesn't matter. The players don't care. It's a blip on their day. And this is De'Aaron Fox responding to a reporter's question.
For quite a while now, you've come out and you know, addressed like some of your bigger and you know, maybe more difficult losses. Is this like something you're kind of making a point of doing for some reason in terms, you know, just leading this team and kind of showing that accountability? And
as far as talking to y'all?
Yeah, just, you know.
I don't get shit out of that. I don't get nothing out of that. They ask me, I do it.
But for the team, is there, so it really doesn't mean anything in terms
they don't,
of
they don't
just,
give a f- come up here and talk, I tell you that. But no, nah, I mean, if Michael asked me, I'd do it. If Michael or Shannon asked me, I'd do it.
Okay, well, they're
yeah,
good.
I get no joy in this after a win or a loss. My team doesn't care if I come up here in a blowout win or a blowout loss, so.
Sorry I brought it up.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. The level of importance on a media report or a question or breaking news, it's about that level. De'Aaron Fox is like, no, the guys back there don't look at me as a better leader because I come out here and answer your questions. They don't care. They don't. And that's kind of my attitude about this, even though I do it. It's just a bunch of dudes talking about sports or breaking news about sports, taking it very seriously. You're missing the plot. It's entertainment. Just watch the games, enjoy them. And if anyone has something to say that upsets you, I guess react to it if you want. But trust me, the guys they're talking about don't care.
No. Or if they do care, it like kind of speaks to a bigger problem
with that guy, as far as opposed to the actual importance of what's being said.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Yeah, I just like the. Do you think? I mean, it's so classic, like beat reporter thinking that like is this something that. You could tell that he had a story about De'Aaron Fox stepping up as a leader now as, you know, the Sacramento Kings go into the playoffs, da-da-da-da-da. And De'Aaron Fox was like, nope, don't care. They asked me, so I do it. Like, this isn't exactly – it's not like he plays for the Lakers or the Knicks or he's on some team that's under a crazy microscope. It's like, nope, I just talk to you guys because they asked me because I'm – one of the two best players on the team. That's really all it is, guys.
It's all, you know, you mentioned the beat reporter. I'm sure the guy covers the team every day. He's looking for angles, looking for a story, and we're deep in the March, so he's looking for something as the Kings are going to be in the playoffs. You know, they're fighting to stay out of the play-in, but that's a team that's going to make the playoffs for the second consecutive year. So I don't know how much there is to discuss and bring up that's new. So he was looking for something, and De'Aaron Fox was like, no, man. The media relations people ask me, and that's why I do it. If they never asked me, I'd never come out here. I wouldn't look at it as something where I'm setting an example. I'm just out here because, well, I'm out here not to get fined is now, what I'm out here for.
Now, do you think that Michael and Shannon, the two people that he brought up that ask him so he does it, do you think that they now will ask De'Aaron Fox like a little bit less?
No, because who? I mean,
Malik Monk.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Do I want to hear from Davion Mitchell?
Yeah, Murray. Hey, do you have a second?
Well, Keegan Murray goes for 35 in the game. Sure, he'll go out there, but De'Aaron Fox on a night to night basis is going to be who people want to hear from, and it's just part of his day. There's nothing to other. There's nothing to it other than that. He's asked and answered.
yeah. That really is, like it's a comprehensive answer to a question. Is I don't give a bleep about this.
Please pick it up so I can go. So I can get out of here. I got lunch.
You could even you could even hear him go like, "Wait, you mean like talking to y'all? Like
you mean this?
Yeah,
this particular thing."
He was probably like, "Well, talking in the locker room. Yeah, that's part of my role.
I'm a leader. Yeah,
as a starting point guard, all star, whatever. No. Oh, you mean talking to you guys?
The dude from the Sacramento Bee?
Hell no."
Please, if you never ask me a question, I'd be thrilled. Look, guys, it's just sports, and it's very important to the guys playing it because there's a lot of money involved, and they want to win. But the ancillary stuff, answering questions, they don't put any importance on that unless they're very sensitive and you say something that they don't like, and then we can see an eruption. But the day-to-day, how'd the game go? How'd the fourth quarter go? Your defense slacked off in the fourth quarter. They don't care about that stuff. And you should treat it the same when you hear a question being asked. The players are not interested. They just want to get to lunch and home, and that's about it. So, De'Aaron Fox, I appreciate you being very honest and illuminating me, although I already knew, about the level of importance
I appreciate
players place on those questions.
Keeping it real.
Yes.
Keeping it real. And yes, you out there listening, just know that whenever you're parsing a press conference, like a post-game presser from a player, just know that they probably feel the same way that De'Aaron Fox says, and maybe don't take every word they say as like gospel or that they're trying to send a message.
They're just trying
they're
to get
just
through
answering a question.
They're just trying to get through it, and then they'll move on, and they'll come back the next day and try again. And it's just a part of their jobs. Much like you guys know, you guys have jobs that parts of it aren't all that interesting. You just do it. And answering questions from media members is that for those players. We got a couple more segments to go here on the show. As I said, no Michael Carroll. He is busy, so we will take a step away from pop culture unless something comes up. But Sean, did you know there is football starting this weekend? It's the Spring Football League, and it's a battle of the champions. I'm not going to pretend I'm excited about it, but I'll just bring it up because we got a guy named Renegade Roy who called in about the new UFL. So if you like football and you're thirsting for it and you want to watch awful offensive tackles protect, let's just say, I wouldn't call them semi-pro quarterbacks, but, you know, guys who aren't good enough to be the third guy on the NFL roster, this weekend's for you. The UFL, their first games are here. And if you don't know, it's a combination of the XFL and the USFL, and the Houston Roughnecks are in it. We will kind of talk about it when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
We were talking about how to watch the Astros, and someone, I assume this is based off this conversation, asked me if I knew someone who could jailbreak a Fire Stick. I do not. When I initially got mine, I remember watching YouTube videos, which is very interesting to have an entire, I don't know if you want to call it a network, but just an entire listing of people telling you how to do things that it's kind of illegal. I mean, it's TV. And as Sean mentioned, you don't hold the rights to it, but no, for that person, I sent him a DM responding, I watch YouTube videos. Not that I would break a Fire Stick, but if I could, I would find that information through YouTube. It's out there. I just typed in jailbreak Fire Stick, and so many channels came up. Everyone has a video about it because everyone wants to know how. So if you're looking to watch the Astros baseball and you don't have Apple TV, my legal upstanding citizen statement is subscribe to Apple TV. I was a college kid once, and why would I pay for that stance is, go to YouTube. They'll teach you how to do it. There are ways, if you so choose. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the UFL for a little bit. It kicks off this weekend. We had, a guy named Renegade Roy come in to talk trash about his defending XFL champion Arlington Renegades. And it's a matchup of champions, Sean. I know you're aware that the USFL champions were the Birmingham Stallions.
Yep.
And they're going to face the XFL champions under the umbrella of the UFL, Arlington Renegades, this Saturday, tomorrow, at 12 on Fox. Now, the question is, have you ever watched a full game of any spring league over the last couple of years?
I've been to a couple Roughneck games, but on TV.
On TV.
I think that the 2020 XFL, I probably watched a game or two.
The PJ Walker?
Yeah. Just like having it on.
Or the PJ Walker Roughnecks?
Yeah. But having it on, but not really like, again, down in, down out, being like, come on, June Jones, you could have hit him with the running back draw there. No.
I deluded myself into thinking when the XFL came back, you know what? I love football. I'm going to watch. I watched like the first couple games, but locked in, play to play, nah. But the Roughnecks had good crowds. People showed up in the first iteration. I'm not sure about when they came back last year how the crowds were, but I know that first time around we're in the middle of the Texans being terrible and people are looking for anything, and the PJ Walker show was really good for like the first six games before COVID hit. So I know it was a draw here, and the Roughnecks are back. Now, they're going to be playing in the USFL division for whatever reason, because those are the two divisions. They separated them by, you're in the USFL. We'll keep you there.
I think it's they have the same coach as the Gamblers coach.
Oh, okay.
But Wade Phillips now coaches a different team.
And maybe the Renegades in Arlington, who are the champions, and maybe the thought was, no, not two Texas teams in the same side.
Well, they also have San Antonio, the Brahmas.
So there are multiple Texas teams.
Yeah, so they're probably like, hey, if we can use this as a flimsy excuse just to not have three Texas teams all in the same division, which, I don't know, seems counterintuitive to me. But
yeah, wouldn't you want them on the same side? But also, maybe the Roughnecks wouldn't have been an option, but the popularity of the team in the city was something where we're like, okay, we got to keep this team. We'll find a way to cram them in and keep them in the league. So it's an 8-team league. It's split up in the USFL and XFL divisions. They don't call it that, but that's how it was divided, 4-4, except the Roughnecks got in, and they're going to be on the USFL side. So that's as much as I feel like discussing this. But the games are on. If you like and care about football and you want to see something that isn't baseball or basketball this weekend, you have the option as the United Football League gets started. It's a 40-game, 10-week season. The games will be on Saturday and Sunday. And your Roughnecks, if they are your Roughnecks, are going to face the Memphis Showboats of the former USFL this weekend. Go out there and watch them.
That'll be a tough one.
I'm not going to let you get away with it. Based on what, Sean? Why is that going to be a tough game for the Roughnecks?
Well, you know, you don't just go in to – wait, is it
– It's a home game. It's a so home you can't game. Even use that. You can't even – you just don't go into Memphis and get a win. You can't even do that. So what would you say is going to make it a tough matchup for the Roughnecks now that you can't use the road environment of the 800 people that might be at the game?
Well, you know, the Showboats, they're very multiple on defense. Mm. They play an attacking, aggressive style.
Okay.
And on offense, they're kind of an exotic smash mouth.
Exotic smash mouth.
Yeah, you know, they're in shotgun a lot, but don't let that fool you. They're a physical team.
They're a power spread team out of the shotgun?
Yeah, they're
You know, those Ohio State teams with JT Barrett and the shotgun, but they would run the ball with – That's who the Memphis Showboats are?
Yeah. You know,
let me find a roster and see if I can name a player that you might recognize. No, don't. I'm not going to hold you over the fire for that because I was looking at their roster too to see if anyone would fit the profile of what you're talking about.
You see, John DeFilippo is going to have him.
Of course, John DeFilippo.
He's going to have him ready to play.
He's a master motivator.
Yeah. And, you know, We all know DeFilippo's record coming off a bye. Well, now being in the open.
He's great in openers. He's great with time to prepare.
Yeah, he's great. You can't give him time to prepare.
He's Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have made that comparison, compared him to the Andy Reid of the UFL.
Exactly. He's the UFL's version of Andy Reid.
And you got Daylon Mack on the defensive line for the Showboats? Come on.
I mean, he'll dominate. That's who the Roughnecks have to prepare for. Can't let Daylon Mack take over the game.
Yeah, so from the inside especially.
So hopefully the Roughnecks have an answer.
Sage Surratt is the tight end?
The former North Carolina?
Wake Forest, but maybe also.
I think he might have transferred. Or maybe you're right. Cause I know
there's a couple different ones.
There's multiple Surratts that have played in the ACC. I've watched a lot of bad ACC football. So the Surratts are a name in the ACC, and the Roughnecks will see ACC legacy tomorrow. Or Sunday. I don't even know when the game is.
Oh, come on.
But you're the one talking about what the Memphis Showboats are capable of. Well, you should be able to tell me
Everyone knows it's Sunday at 2 p.m. at Rice Stadium.
Everyone knows.
Don't go to TDECU. It's at Rice Stadium.
That's actually is important news. If you were thinking the game was at TDECU, the games are at Rice Stadium because that's a great environment for football. I imagine there's some construction going on over on the campus of the University of Houston. That's why they can't have those games there, because that was actually a place people enjoy going to. We'll see what it's like going to Rice to watch your Roughnecks play the Showboats. And that's all. That's all we're going to do here.
That's it? Okay.
No, all jokes aside, if you are a Roughnecks fan, go out there and watch them. It's football, and a lot of us love it, maybe just not in that iteration. But I would be more kind if John Granato was calling the games like he did before, but he's not, so I'm going to make these jokes. He was wearing a Roughnecks zip-up today, showing loyalty to his team, his former employer. But I do remember 2020. That was an entertaining brand of football for the couple of games I watched, but that's the extent of my spring football watching. But you guys can go out there and watch them. I'm sure the tickets are affordable.
Hopefully Jared Guarantano.
Guarantano.
Yeah.
Hopefully the former Tennessee quarterback.
Hopefully he can recapture the magic.
The problem is there was never any magic to recapture for Jared Guarantano.
Maybe it'll be Nolan Henderson or Reed Sinnett.
Reed Sinnett had a cup of coffee in the NFL. He was in preseason. He never played in an actual down of regular season football.
So you know the moment's not too big for him.
Yeah, coming back against the Bengals in that preseason game will mean he'll be ready to go if he's called upon.
Reuben Foster coming off the edge for the Roughnecks?
Reuben Foster's had a couple tryouts with NFL teams, and everyone's like, yeah, Reuben, you're not our cup of tea. You want to go back to the Spring League and try it again? So Reuben Foster, the former Alabama and San Francisco 49er linebacker. We got one more segment to go here. I really wish Michael would have been here. We could have talked about movies. Not the UFL. That was my way of killing off a segment as opposed to talking about movies. You could have done that too, but the UFL is new, the United Football League, and you can watch it Roughnecks. Go out there and enjoy them if you so choose. We, as I mentioned, have one more segment to go. The guys are out, and the guys I mean, by the guys I mean Gallant and George and the Killer Bees. I'll tell you where they are on the other side if you want to go out there and join them. We are celebrating the tournament, and that continues here on the station. One more segment to go. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We just got a couple more minutes to go before we are out for the weekend. Well, I do. Sean will be producing Gallant and George. And speaking of those guys, they're out and about. They won't be in studio. They continue to celebrate the tournament. They're at the Decoy yesterday. They're going to be at Rose Hill Beer Garden today, followed by the Killer Bees from 12 to 6. So if you want to go out there and enjoy, the Cougs start will start far after that. But if you want to get out there and watch some afternoon baseball, talk to the boys as they do their shows, well, maybe not talk to them directly. Some of those guys have a problem with that, get a little sensitive. But during the breaks, talk to them during the breaks. They'll be more than happy to discuss the goings-on. Rose Hill Beer Garden from 12 to 6. ESPN 97.5 will be out there. It's that time where we go out in remotes and we want to see the people. So join them if you can in a new spot. I don't think we've been out there before, so it's a new spot. As I said, the Decoy, we've been out there before, but Rose Hill Beer Garden, welcome to the station. And it should be a good time for the 12 to 6 bank of shows. Before we wrap it up, the Rockets play the Jazz tonight. Unfortunately for them, the Warriors play the Hornets. So if you don't win tonight, you're probably two games back, which, considering how great you've been, would seem pretty harsh. But the Warriors, after they got through beating up on the Florida teams, which you thought would be a place you can gain some ground, the Warriors have the Hornets and the Spurs over the weekend.
Yeah. This is the part of the schedule that I saw when I was like, ugh, really need the Florida teams to pull through. And they really got to pick up those losable games for the Warriors, because unless they're an absolute disaster, falling apart at the seams, which, you know, they might be, although they keep winning.
Yes, they have kept winning.
Them falling apart at the seams, they still beat the Orlando Magic, so I have a tough time seeing the Hornets or maybe the Spurs, you know, Wimby goes crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, this
is tough to see a loss coming.
Yeah, they're in the middle of a four-game road trip. They won the first two games, and then they see the Hornets. Now, the Hornets, I think, just beat the Cavs, so the Hornets have shown a little bit of energy.
That means they got their win out of the way.
If we're playing the glass half empty part scenario, yes.
They're done winning now.
But it was suggested they're not quitting on the season.
Okay.
So maybe if things go well early, they stay in it. The Spurs, we know, they haven't played. They're terrible, but they're trying at least.
Actually, I think they have a two game. Do they still have a two game win streak? They won back to back games earlier this week. Which again, you really think the Spurs are going to go on three game win streak?
They beat the Suns and then they beat the Jazz, who the Rockets face tonight. They beat the Jazz in Utah. They have the Knicks tonight, okay. So maybe they lose tonight.
And they win three out of four instead?
Or they win tonight, and then they can't possibly beat the Rockets. So figure it out however you want this to go. Maybe they start a losing streak by losing tonight, or they win another one, and then there's no way they win four in a row. So whatever you need to trick yourself into thinking that the Spurs won't be a problem, do that. But first up is the Jazz. Lauri Markkanen is questionable. We'll see if he plays. If he does, certainly will help the Jazz cause. But we've seen the Rockets. The way they're playing right now, Lauri Markkanen should not be the difference. But, hey, you want to sit out a game, Lauri Markkanen? Great. Just make the road a little bit easier. It's just unfortunate that despite how they've played, the Warriors' schedule is a little soft, very soft over the weekend. But the Warriors have to play the Mavericks, and so the Rockets. 7 out of 10 going forward where the Rockets are facing teams that have real stuff to play for, whether they're in the playoffs or in the play-in. So the road gets tougher, but they've proven at least that the location or the team that they're playing doesn't matter. They're going to compete. And that's resulted in 10 wins in a row. So we'll see if it continues. Hopefully, when we come back on Monday, we're not talking about a two-game-plus deficit because that might just wrap it up. And it starts tonight. So we've got the Rockets tonight, the Cougs tonight, and the Astros tonight. The question was asked a couple of times this morning as far as your attention. Sean, what do you think you'll be watching most? Maybe you have plans. Maybe you won't be watching anything. But if you have sports on tonight, what's going to be at the forefront?
I think I'm gonna start Rockets and just kind of monitor, and then that will be on the laptop, and then once the Cougs start, it'll be on CBS on my TV. But I think, you know, because the Cougs are the late game,
yes.
So I think the early tournament games, maybe I catch it until the Rockets game starts. Then I'm going Rockets. And then Rockets get demoted for a do-or-die Sweet 16 game.
Yeah, that seems like a good plan.
Against Duke.
Rockets.
Bobby Hurley. Well, Christian Laettner.
Well, none of those guys are playing.
What? Shane Battier?
Jay Williams?
You're
talking about a lot of guys. Maybe at least try R.J. Barrett.
I know. These are guys that like played before us a lot.
They're not even in the
Jay Williams.
Yeah.
These are guys I don't remember watching.
Yeah, at all.
Hey, that's who Jamal Shedd has to go up against.
The legacy of Duke, yeah. You know, they have their brotherhood uniforms that they sell as look, we're a brotherhood, and this is Duke basketball.
Man, those Cooper Flagg brotherhood jerseys are gonna go crazy.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg's the next in line of guys you can hate that go to Duke. He fits the mold to a T.
He's a Laettner type. I'll just say for all those people that don't know Cooper Flagg, he's a Laettner type.
Just look him up. You'll know what we're talking about.
Laettner type.
Just look him up. That'll wrap it up for us today. Well, I say that as if Sean doesn't have other things to do. It wraps it up for me.
Yeah, you're throwing the us around a lot.
Quite freely. And then I have to correct myself. Maybe I'll catch on at some point.
I'm done.
Yes, maybe I'll catch on. I am done. There's no I in this show, Sean, so that's why I don't say it. It's a T.
Well, the last three letters of Olaleye is I-Y or E-Y-E.
I'm glad we're ending on that.
That is an I.
I know.
It spells I.
It does spell I. But the I I'm referencing is I'm leaving. I'm going home. Not I see you with my eyes. We're done. I'm going to do it again just to bother you. We are done for the week. The Gallant and George show is up next. Live from Rose Hill Beer Garden. They are going to be followed by the Killer Bees. And that'll close out the station for the week, at least as far as our regular lineup. I'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Root on the Rockets, root on the Astros, and of course, root on those Houston Cougars. And we want a Final Four team. Hopefully they get it done. I'll talk to you on Monday.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.